Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the podcast from the St. Louis Sportist, an occasionally smart, always irreverent look at sports in St. Louis and beyond. And now, your St. Louis Sportist.
Hello and welcome to an episode of the St. Louis Sportist podcast. My name is Ron Cook and I am joined by Doug Lansdowne.
Happy to be back. Been off a couple weeks and glad to be back.
Tom Mathis.
Happy trade deadline day, everyone.
It's been exhausting. And here with me at the Local House Bistro is Keith Farrell.
Cheers, everybody.
Joe Sperlin is on assignment. It's been a while since Joe's been on assignment. Who knows what he's up to? In this edition, the Cardinals sell, sell, sell. That's right, three times. Four if you count Fetty. Yeah. At the deadline. What does this mean for the Redbirds next season? On the field, they're at exactly 500. As Doug might have mentioned before. And they've stopped scoring runs. Football season has reached training camps and fall camps, and St. Louis City gets a much-needed break. The St. Louis Forests are brought to you by First Coast Steel Buildings, and tonight again, Jason is continuing his Texas special. He's offering a 15% discount to anyone impacted by the tragic flooding in Texas. As we've told you, First Coast believes in a family-first approach, and this is one way that they step up and help those impacted by this tragedy. To talk about this offer or any other offer, you can reach Jason and First Coast at 912-314-4848 or 1stcoaststeel.com, and we'll hear more from them later in the show. We're coming to you tonight from the Local House Bistro. Keith's slot machines are right back there.
Home away from home.
I noticed him eyeing them as he came in. So the slot machines are here. The dartboards are here. I haven't counted the TVs in the dining room now. They've got at least four here to go with seven in the main bar area. And we've got the pro football exhibition season beginning tonight here. As we were just discussing, there's probably some betting action on that. So anyway, at the Bistro, as you can hear, happening place, you will never miss a play at the Bistro. The menu has steak, fish, great selection of appetizers, burgers, pizza, very good pizza. I may have a pizza later myself. I think I just talked myself into it. And great group up here to take care of you. Tim, Holly, Whitney, Darian, and Dylan at 16524 Manchester Road. Eat local, drink local, and love local. It is the Local House Bistro, and it's time for quick hits. Doug Lansdowne, what do you have?
You know, checking on some training camp stuff yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. The Dallas Cowboys, because of multiple fights, Coach Schottenheimer lined them up on the line and made all the players and assistant coaches who you felt like were not doing anything to stop the fighting, made them run. So there was no gleam. No gleam, men. No gleam.
No gleam. I was going to say, well, it's Texas. It sounds a little bit like Coach Eric Taylor in Clear Eyes, Full Hearts there, Friday Night Lights.
And the best thing about it, before they started practice, a guy came out in Apollo Creed trunks and red gloves and was dancing around. And that's how they started their practice. That was their motivational practice. Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, they won't be doing that again.
No.
Tom Mathis, what do you have?
I'm going to say that the trade deadline this year is a foreshadowing of the lockout that's going to come after the 2026 MLB season. The rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer.
Yeah, Keith and I were talking about that very thing here just before we went on the air. And I have a feeling we'll revisit that when we get back to Ali Marmol's status for next year. 26 is going to be a season like no other, probably.
It really will. It's going to be interesting. I mean, the off season, nobody's going to offer any big contracts because you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, Bryce has already said no salary cap, but they're going to have to do something.
Yeah, and you said no big contracts. So, you know, what I've heard is teams just getting down to the lowest possible salary total that they can, which might mean that I saw something that said they might just release some players.
Yeah.
You know, if that's something that, you know, financially works and they're at a point in their contract where they can, guess what?
Yeah. It happens.
So, you what? Mr. Farrell.
Well, it looks like we have the first Major League Baseball game in Tennessee at the Bristol Motor Speedway this weekend. So I did a little bit of a deeper dive, came up with a couple things, one of which it's going to break a Major League Baseball single game attendance record. Pretty cool. All right. Nice job with there. And then I went into ChatGPT and I said, why are they doing this? And the answer was Major League Baseball wants a younger, more diverse fan base. So I said, hey, ChatGPT, what is NASCAR's fan base? It's an older fan base, 30 to 54, white, male, middle to lower income. I don't know if that's going to cut it.
I don't think so.
I don't think they ran that by Bryce Harper in the middle lower income bracket.
All I had to do was ask ChatGPT. I mean, seriously.
Why not?
Wow.
So, either way, that was my quick hit.
That's mind-blowing. Speaking of mind-blowing, today was the trade deadline. I listen to sports radio all day, and I need some sort of intervention at this point. Doug, let's see. Helsley, Mats, Matan, and as we mentioned earlier, I guess you could possibly include Sveti. No thinning of the position players. What do you think?
Well, like Keith said earlier, when we were talking, it's all the same guys. And so, that's the reason I said I would like to hear a little bit from Bloom as far as what he sees as a construction for this team next year, because, I mean, it's all the same dudes. It's all the same question marks for pitching. So, you know, we traded for Jesus and Frank. So
that's true. That's true. And Jesus, to quote Dennis Haysbert from Jesus, I like him very much, as I believe Dennis Haysbert said in Major League. Jesus Baez, who comes over in the Helsley trade, could possibly be the best player we get out of this whole deal.
We got Blaze.
Got Blaze. Got Blaze. So
Blaze Jordan.
He was all the rage coming out of high school.
He was winning home run contests at some crazy young age.
Uh-huh.
13, 15. Baez, I saw, and it was someone, I forget if it was Keith Law, but it was someone that said they think he might be a 25 to 30 homer third baseman. Considering the, you know, offense we're getting from our third baseman this year, Tom, that'd be an improvement.
Oh, that'd be a huge improvement. But then I also saw another report from Keith Law that he's just not a good player. It's so to now, so... He doesn't hold out much hope for him. He's completely lost at the plate. Doesn't have much of a game plan.
Exactly. And then for, so we mentioned Blaze Jordan. I've seen him Keith, people say he's a combination of Burleson and Lucan Baker. Doesn't that sound appealing?
Yeah. I would rather see Babe Ruth. I think that's a little wishful thinking. But I'm this is just so vanilla of a trade deadline. Just kind of sick of it. The Cardinals have had the two fewest trades they're the second fewest major league trades in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And this is what you get. Just more prospects in an already depleted, you know, farm system.
And there goes our one free agent that we signed this year.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So overall, you know, and then again, two younger pitchers, Nate Dome and Frank Elisette or Elisette. Let's go with Elisette. Elisalt. And then, again, from Texas, we got a Molina. Molina's back with the Cardinals. That's the headline right there. And Skylar Hales, a couple of, Doug, would you almost call those lottery ticket kind of guys?
Well, you have to, because they're both, were they high A, both of them? One was low A, one was high A?
One had actually been at Triple A.
Skylar.
Skylar is at Triple A. He's the one that has his ERA at 7 right now.
Gotcha.
Probably had a bad game.
At Triple A, it's 15.
Oh, that's so, not good.
At Double A, it was five something.
Okay.
Two bad games.
Yeah, couple bad games.
A couple of bad months.
You know what it was, don't you? It was soft contact.
Gets you every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the scourge of all Cardinal pitchers. So, overall, you know, I think Keith summed it up. Doug or Tom, anything you want to add just kind of in general? Were you expecting, kind of holding out hope that we might move one of our second baseman left fielder DHs since we have so many?
I thought they would trade one of them. I really did. I thought one of the position players would probably go. I thought it would be a couple of relievers and one position player. But... you know, it just vanilla, like we said. And I didn't expect anything different. So,
yeah, I think that Keith and I were discussing again before. It's almost like we've got to, at some point, you know, Mosaic has used the term roster cleanup so many times here going into the offseason. And it's like we're in a perpetual state of, roster cleanup. And yes, that's what we would have to do again this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be the big year for it.
Well, let's take a look next season. Does anything change? Weatherholt maybe comes up.
But Weatherholt comes up in June. Liam Diaz comes up in June. In a terrible attempt to withhold their free agency numbers, which is all going to be garbage.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Garbage anyway.
It's forever known as the Chris Bryant maneuver.
Yes. But I think, would it be the behoove the Cardinals just to bring him up? Because there's going to be new rules in 2026 anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be on the outside looking in. You are climbing that ladder if you're going to keep two of your best players in the organization out of your 26-man roster, you know, the first 2 months of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of next year, Ali Marmol, Tom, you brought up the strike. That has to help his kind of prospects for 2026, doesn't it?
You would think that they're not going to hire a manager and then pay him not to manage for 2026 when they can just keep Ali and sure, you know, another manager costs more. So they'll just keep Ollie and then let him go after before the lockout.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for Heim to bring in his guy and say, all right, you get to manage the team with your hands tied behind your back.
Right. Exactly.
So, getting a little bit more current, Tom, we've got, Doug, I'm going to give credit to you on this. The Cardinals are now at exactly 500 as we reach the trade deadline, which I believe you have been predicting that for quite some time now. 55 and 55, that's 10 games, 10 full games behind the Cubs, 5.5 out of the wild card. We've been shut out twice by the Marlins at home. Tom, is there any hope for the rest of this season, or are we just, as the saying, or is this all about runway now?
All about the runway. And that's, you know, that's what the season was supposed to have been about.
I love Ollie Marmol. I think he's got the right attitude. I just saw an interview with him with, I think it's Bernie Miklas.
Mm-hmm.
And Ollie, I said, I want to come to the ballpark every day knowing we're going to win. I want that in every one of my players. And the games that we lose were a one-offs. And we just don't have that attitude with this roster right now. But if your leadership is saying that in the locker room, it should resonate. But Mozeliak has put together a roster of mediocrity, and it's tough to get behind a winning attitude with a 500 record.
Yeah. Tom, what do you think?
I don't have a huge problem with Ollie. There's some, you know, some things that he'll do that makes me scratch my head, but most managers do that. And
yeah. Yeah. I'm going to throw out two things. You know, if you look at the, and allow me to nerd out, but if you look at the Pythagorean number, which is basically where they take all of the data and say the Cardinals record should be X and Y, it's like almost every year he has exceeded that. He has managed the team to a better record than the statistics say they should have. That's good thing number one. Good thing number two, King went on the disabled list. That is the first pitcher to go on the disabled list this year. And when you consider he was managing two guys fully made of porcelain in Steven Matz and Sonny Gray, that's a pretty good accomplishment. So I have to give him credit for the way he's handled the pitchers this year, keeping them healthy, the usage and everything. Back to your question, Doug, the reason why I think he's sometimes not so popular is I think he tends to come off a bit smug. And I think he tends to have a little bit of a cocky, almost know-it-all attitude. And I think the Cardinal fans kind of think, okay, you can do that if you're Tony La Russa. You can do that if you've won a World Series or two. But, you know, considering that you've made it to one playoff series where you didn't win it, unless something horrific happens, he's back for next year. Here's one. Two guys are getting ready to come off the disabled list, and that would be our old friend Lars Nootbaar and, of course, Nolan Gorman. Who are you going to send down?
So, did we just open up three roster spots with the trade today?
Yeah, but we need pitchers.
They're all pitchers.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, which position players are you going to send? I mean, unfortunately for Thomas Sejesi, he's going to enjoy some good Memphis barbecue here pretty soon. I think he can count on that.
Porkies.
But the problem, again, is you just don't have enough at-bats for those guys, Tom.
No, you don't. I mean, and if Jordan Walker is not in the lineup every day for the last 50 games, that'd be criminal. He'd be in there. We need to see if the stretch he's on right now is real or if it's, you know, just something he's going for a couple of games. He needs to be in that lineup every single day. I would say the same thing about Victor. He's got to, you know, he's got to prove himself. He's got to keep improving.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
And he's been killing the ball lately. The stats since he has come back from his injury rehab, he is mashing the ball.
Yeah.
That's encouraging. It's what we need. You look at those at-bats, and someone's got to move. That's the only solution to this problem. And it's going to be good for Nolan Gorman to move on. It's going to be good for, you know, name your player, but there's just not enough at-bats. And it goes back to, you listen to Whitey, listen to the players that played for La Russa. You knew 2 weeks in advance that you're going to be starting at second base, shortstop, center field, right field, whatever. And this platoon type of roster, because guys need rest, what drives me bat crazy.
We avoided the blocks.
This. Jordan Walker has 3 games in a row where he has multiple hits. And because last week, Mosaic sends down a note that says, Walker needs rest on Saturday. He's out of the lineup. I think this is 100% Mosaic. I don't think Marmol has anything to do with the daily lineup. It's a welcome change to have Mosaic leave, change the locks November 1st.
Doug, we're shooting from the hip here, so considering the trade deadline ended right at 2 hours ago. Who do you think were the big winners or the big losers?
You know, you always got to admire what the Padres do.
I think the Padres are, I agree with Doug, I think the Padres are pretty big winners, but they did give up like the number 3 prospect to get arms back in turn, but they got a power closer. I watched Mason Miller the other day pitching, and he was incredible. They still have 4 years with him. And so, I mean, what they did was interesting, and if Dodgers can't get pitching healthy, you know, they like their bullpen shot now, and they didn't go out hard to get anybody in the bullpen. They even traded a starting pitcher, which I don't understand. So
a good one.
Yeah, exactly. I think the loser was the Twins. In the last 4 days, they've traded over 10 players off their major league roster. I don't think that's never been done. And we're talking about the lockout and getting rid of the salary. They're doing it a year in advance.
Well, and did you see the video of those guys coming off the field yesterday and the trades that were happening like while the game was going on? I mean, they were unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Baldelli got into it with one of the relief pitchers. That relief pitcher got traded today. So, yeah. It's just crazy right now.
It was a little like Bobby Knight was managing, was being general manager there for a period of time.
Yeah. And the other thing I'll say is it was a buyer's market, you know. The buyers controlled the returns, and they weren't overpaying. The Cardinals didn't get overpaid. That really, other than the A's getting back the third prospect, but they gave up a lot to get that prospect. So,
all right. So that's going to bring it into our Cardinal/Major League Baseball trade deadline discussion. I did see that, like John Paul Morosi said, that it was one of his favorites of all time, because there was a period in that last hour where it was hard to keep up on Twitter. So we're going to take a break at the Local House Bistro here, and we're going to hear from the good folks at First Coast Steel Buildings.
Are you in the market for a barn dominium, house, garage, man cave, carport, or hobby shop? Wondering how to get started or where to go? Whatever you are looking to design, look no further than First Coast Steel Buildings. Give Jason and his team a call at 912-314-4848. They will guide you through the process, designing your building to fit your specific needs and budget. Call them today at 912-314-4848. or get inspirational ideas and start designing your own by visiting them at firstcoaststeel.com. Again, that's the number one, S-T, coaststeel.com. Their low-cost buildings are fully galvanized steel, providing you with worry-free, low-maintenance requirements, integrity, quality, and a family-first approach. First Coast Steel Buildings, 912-314-4848 or firstcoaststeel.com. Discounts for military and first responders.
And we are back at the Local House Bistro. Doug Lansdowne has gone on assignment. Yeah, Keith would like a beer.
Thank you.
So yes, Doug Lansdowne has been dispatched to an assignment mid-episode. Who knows? Wow. He may be back. He may not. But you know what, Keith? I think it's time to tie up some loose ends. The Hall of Fame game is currently going on as we record this. And with the Hall of Fame game, that comes the induction of people who played in the National Football League at a very high level. Mr. Eric Allen, Mr. Jared Allen, Mr. Antonio Gates, and as I heard someone jokingly say, the good shark. I remember Jared Allen just being in the offensive backfield like he'd been given a playbook from time to time. A very dynamic force for the Vikings and the Chiefs.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
On to loose end number two, Sophie Cunningham. She had a podcast where she offered a very spirited and possibly slightly profane defense of her good friend Caitlin Clark. You listened to a little bit of that.
I was able to listen to a little bit about that, and she's got some character. She is a perfect representative for where the WNBA is currently. And it's amazing to me that there's 80% of the league players right now that have this idea that Caitlin Clark is not the face of the league. You got 80% of the fan base who are paying to go see Caitlin Clark play. And one of the takeaways that I heard over time was, you know, you look at the WNBA All-Star Game had 1 million fewer viewers without Caitlin Clark in it. But the WNBA is saying, but the trajectory is still better than it was before Caitlin Clark. I don't think that's good. I think if Caitlin Clark is not playing because of this thugness that just hasn't seemed to be in this league before she got here, I don't know what that league is going to have to do, because I don't think the players are in touch with reality to advance this league. I don't think the refs are in touch with this league to advance to another level. And if they don't think, you know, I look at a lot what Caitlin Clark is doing compared to what Michael Jordan was doing. Michael Jordan, when he entered the league, he was with a losing team. He handled himself with class, got better and better and better over time. Caitlin Clark is, she's not leading the Fever to a bunch of wins, but she's creating excitement around the league. And that's exactly what Michael Jordan did when he first came to the NBA. And to think that in her second year that she needs a on-court bodyguard, it's too much.
Well, Gretzky had Marty McSorley, Tom, you know.
Yes, he did. I just think there's just so much jealousy towards Caitlin Clark. You know, the players are jealous of the attention that she gets, and I guess probably the sponsorships that she gets. And it's just, I don't know. They got to learn that if they're going to go anywhere, it's going to be on Caitlin Clark's coattails.
Yeah, it's being the old PR guy that I am, I kind of would love to see mentions of the WNBA in local sportscasts, in national sportscasts, and in, just like on ESPN, in terms of placement. You know, so like, when did the WNBA come? For our last loose end, Skip Bayless, who is someone that I typically ignore, and when I say ignore, I mean actively ignore. Like, I really don't care what he has to say, but he said something so incredibly outlandish this past week that I couldn't ignore it. He said, so Scottie Scheffler, after winning over the British Open, the Open Championship, Bayless took offense to Scottie saying that he put his family first ahead of his golf. And Bayless said he was jolted and jarred by what Scottie said at the British Open. And he says, "No, Scottie, no. God gave you spectacular ability to play the world's hardest game." And goes on to basically say that Scottie is wrong for putting his family over his PGA golf situation. Tom, has Skip lost his mind?
Skip lost his mind a long time ago, but he is proving it more and more every day that he has no idea what he's talking about. I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. And, Scottie's the number one player in the world, and he does it the way he wants to do it, and I respect the heck out of him.
I think Skip has made a great living by making outlandish remarks. This is the dumbest. And if he makes more statements like this, he will draw zero paychecks because no one is interested in hearing stuff like that.
No, it's like, you look at him and you look at Stephen A. Smith, and McAfee was trending that way, but I think that situation, let's just call it the Ole Miss situation so we don't have to litigate the whole thing right here. I think that might have scared McAfee straight.
Let's hope so.
But but Stephen A. and Bayless, my goodness. And,
but you know what's sad is that there's people that honestly get their sports news from Stephen A. and Skip Bayless. And that's what they believe is what these two guys, these two blowhards, are saying. And, you can't take anything they're saying with an ounce of truth.
Now, that's a great point. And even worse, their clips go viral. They get cut up. They're put on TikTok. They're put on Facebook. And that's when more people see them, Tom, to your point, because more and more people are getting their news from social media.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. TikTok. I mean, that's how everybody sees their news. Well, that's how the younger generation sees their news.
Yes. I'm not on the TikTok train. Is there a TikTok train?
Just went by.
Oh, missed it. Okay. Well, I've been missing it a lot. Just a little bit of football. We've got, as I mentioned, the Chargers and Detroit here, the Hall of Fame game, which is routinely one of the worst exhibition games every single year. But people somehow watch it because it's the first pro football they've seen since the Super Bowl. Keith, you hearing anything at all pro college that's kind of catching your eye?
No, didn't. Is there any truth that they're going to shorten preseason games like next year?
I hadn't heard that. It's a brilliant idea.
These games are useless. I mean, there's no fan interest. They just need to go that route.
Tom Mathis, you and I have Rams season tickets for several years.
Yes.
And my, oh my, we dreaded those preseason games, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I even took my wife to one of the preseason games because nobody else wanted to go. I drug her down and made her go with me.
So did you say you drugged her? Or you drugged?
Once again, we're going to find if Christy listens to the podcast. So your brother Dwayne and I had this thing where we talked about our running. Actually, you were in on this, too. The running total of Hall of Famers that we had seen play, you know, in every sport. And I remember one year the Broncos came in for a preseason game, and I'm like, the only good thing is I'm going to get to see Elway. I'll add him to my list. And he walks out in a polo and khakis. He looks like an assistant coach. I was in the same building with him, but that's about as close as I got to seeing Elway play. So, yeah, they're useless. They're worthless. And on the college front, University of Missouri Columbia, again, not a high ranking on the media days, 12th in the SEC. But between Kevin Coleman, a wide receiver that played his high school ball up here in St. Louis, Ahmad Hardy, a transfer running back from Monroe, who had 1,300 yards last year. Is there hope for the Mizzou offense?
There's hope. I think Drink has them right where they want them. You know, Drink usually pulls a rabbit out of the hat. They play to the level of their competition the first couple games, and that includes the 1AA teams that come in. I think he'll be middle pack or better.
Yeah. Tom, it's become apparent that I owe Mr. Bo Prabula, and that's it. Prabula. It does not rhyme with, this doesn't rhyme with fibula, like we thought. I owe him an apology, but it sounds like the battle between him and Mr. Horn is could extend into the first couple games.
That's kind of worrisome. I like to get that out of the way before we get into the game time, and so we know who the starter's going to be. But, you know, anymore, the first two games are like exhibition games, so I guess it's really not a big deal. A couple things about Mizzou is their offensive line is going to be very good. They got some talent on that offensive line. So that just having that helps a lot with the running game and a new quarterback, whichever one it is. And on the opposite side, the defensive line is pretty good, too. They have the defensive end from Georgia who transferred in the year before last, who missed last year. So, you know, they got some talent on the front seven. And I think they'll be – the defense may be holding them in for a couple weeks, and then the offense catch up with them.
And Mizzou will never get the SEC top tier credit, preseason credit. Never.
They won't. No, I was thinking about this quarterback situation, and Tom, I went back to the Miami Dolphins and a little concoction they had called Woodstruck.
Yeah,
you remember David Woodley and Don Strock? Woodley was the runner.
Yeah.
He would start the games, and then if things went wrong, Don Strock, who had one of the strongest arms in NFL history,
yeah,
but he had the mobility of Bob Horner, probably.
Yeah,
he was not a mobile guy.
No, but he could throw that football. I love to watch him throw.
Oh, he had a cannon of an arm.
Yeah,
so okay. Well, gee, we've got a guy who has a cannon of an arm, and then we've got, that's it. This is the, okay, but we've got to come up with a cool name. I don't know how you mash Horn and Prabula together. We'll work on that for next
week. We'll work on that, yeah.
Because I have a feeling that if we tried a few combinations, I might have to check the box for profanity or obscene material. Keith, last night, St. Louis City played a friendly that was supposed to be a big tribute to Olaf Malberg. Oh, well, best laid plans. Before that, they took a 2-1 loss Saturday night. Every single goal in the game coming on PKs. That's fans love that.
Oh, it's just St. Louis soccer right now. It's a frustrating game to watch. you know, Durkin, it just shows you get lost for 10 seconds, 5 seconds.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And you gotta get a, you gotta do a red card, pull a guy down, and it's just a bad brand of soccer. And I was thinking about that, and I was talking to one of my buddies, and we're talking about that back line has not been the same since Tim Parker left.
You're right. Wow. Because the guy they traded for can't stay on the field.
Right.
To borrow Randy Carricker's line, the most important ability is availability. And right. Henry Kessler has not been out there.
No, and he's effective when he is on the field. A little bit of a loose screw.
Looks like he'll start a bar fight at any second.
Anytime. But I think you saw some signs of, you know, their togetherness. But, and again, these guys are all playing for their jobs. We're at that time of the year where every job is being assessed for next year. And, you know, the goal scorer is supposed to score. That's a tangible item on the stat sheet. You're not going to see that with your defensive guys. They're going to go goals against. Surprisingly, Hebert has not been on the field. Ron?
I think he's injured, and they're just not letting us on.
Must be accounting season.
I was going to say, he's, you know, it's the secondary tax season, so maybe he's busy with that.
I'm going to say this much. So they played that friendly against Aston Villa.
Mm-hmm.
Which is clearly a superior team. You saw a faster team.
Better passing.
You saw a team that had to play better. And they didn't look overmatched.
Right.
And
I was shocked.
They played, 22 players? I mean, they played everybody on the roster. And they looked decent.
Yeah. It was a line change at halftime, basically.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So you look at how they played in that friendly. It's like, just play faster. Have that creativity. March the ball upfield, you know, like an army. Be connected. The good thing's going to happen. And you're not seeing that against MLS play.
So they get a much-needed break until the 9th of August. What do you think is a realistic... Is it possible that St. Louis City is in the same position as the Cardinals in that this is kind of runway for the rest of the season? The playoffs are just gone.
I can see a situation where Herky's gone. Didn't he marry a girl from Chicago? So there's a lot of rumors about him going out there. Lutz is fine in the net. That's going to free up a designated player position, right?
So, how about a scorer?
Yeah.
Get like a 9. We need a 9.
A guy that can stay on the field. Berkey's been great. He's dynamite. But the more I see goals around this league, you know, Berkey might be the best, but he might save 0.25 goals a game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm ready for some personnel changes on this field. There's some games you just don't see the fight in this team. And that's all fans want to see. You know, let's play as a team. Let's play together. That's it.
Can I ask you guys two questions?
Yes, absolutely.
How much turnover do you think they could possibly have going into the next season? Could it be a major turnover?
The rules of MLS actually kind of prohibit that. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I can see a couple of... basically, you have so many high-priced slots, and primarily, you know, your best teams in the league, you know, they pay up for those folks, and we're going to see that this year because Klaus is not performing. Berkey is, you know, we need scoring. You know, and Lunt has proven that he can play when Berkey went down with a broken hand. So, yeah, it's a good question.
Mm-hmm. So what about Lutz, the director of operations?
Sporting director is what sporting they call director. Him. I think he is. And Carolyn Kendall Betts came out in the offseason and said very clearly, our goal is to be in the playoffs. And we're about as far from the playoffs right now as you can be. And so, you know, the old, Mack Brown stayed Texas so long because if they'd give up 50 points, he'd fire the defensive coordinator like the next week. Yeah. I think that Lutz has fired all the coaches he can fire. And guess what, buddy? You're next.
Yeah. I mean, you look at
he fired three coaches firings. In 3 years.
And the coach that he fired, his first coach that he fired, goes to Philadelphia and is overwhelmingly having success. So, you have to trust your sporting director. He's brought in some good players. He went to the playoffs the first year. Yeah, is he trigger happy? Yeah, but that's how you learn.
Yeah.
So, I'm fine with Lutz. He has the connectivity to the places around this planet to bring in some good players. He's proven that. Let him get... I don't want to get into another situation where we're like coaches, where we have five sporting directors in 3 years.
I just have a quick aside. The Lions just ran a play out of the I formation with the quarterback under center, and I thought Les Miles had snuck in and become the offensive coordinator of the Lions. So on that Les Miles reference, while we are here at the Local House Bistro, it's time for the last call. Tom Mathis, what do you have?
Tomorrow is August 1st. So that means that Blues hockey is just a couple months away. With all the losing and everything, we can count on the Blues to give us some cheer.
Oh, yeah. I saw an article in the Post about Snuggerud's shot and basically how it's already at a very high level for the NHL.
Really?
Good. Wow. Take it.
I think the power play is going to be fun this year.
It should be. We haven't had that sniper, in a while. And uh-huh. It'd be nice to have somebody like that.
Yeah. Don't tell Jordan Kyrou.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hit the weight room, Jordan.
Mr. Farrell.
Kind of off topic a little bit, but I will say if you got 2 hours to waste... at night, trust me, 2 hours to waste. Go watch Happy Gilmore 2. The cameos are fun. That's all I'm going to say. The cameo, there's like 76 cameos in there, and it's pretty cool stuff to watch. Not the plot, just the cameos.
I heard it wasn't plot driven necessarily.
No, absolutely not. But if you haven't seen one, you got to watch one.
I've taken a lot of heat the last couple weeks. Because I have not seen Happy Gilmore 1. So I've taken a lot of heat about that.
I think we need an intervention at this point. Oh, my. Well, that's we know what we're going to do. We're going to have a Happy Gilmore viewing party with you at some point. We all have holes in our movie arsenal in terms of things, where people say, I can't believe you haven't seen X, right?
Yeah.
So for my last call, I am going to the great state of Wisconsin, and I'm going to talk about a young lady named Darcy Doyle. She's a high school student at the University School of Milwaukee, and lacrosse player, very, very highly sought after lacrosse player, and she is the first person in Wisconsin as a high school athlete to receive NIL. So, yes. NIL is now legal for high school students in 40 states. And so Texas is allowing only their senior year, and there's people that are saying that that's going to put them at a handicap because Florida, North Carolina have allowed NIL to students in any grade. Bobby Knight would have given Damon Bailey NIL in eighth grade.
Oh, in eighth grade, yeah.
If you've read A Season on the Brink, you'll know that one. Just when you thought that it couldn't get more insane with NIL at the college level, you got high school NIL.
I think I've seen or heard of two instances where it's already happened. There was a running back supposed to be going to East St. Louis. Suddenly, they moved to Texas. And Jahidi White's son was supposed to go to Chaminade. Now he's over in Illinois. So
that's right. You know, Tom, you bring up a brilliant point. I think we're talking about legal NIL.
Yes. Yeah. This was the illegal recruiting a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that, we are going to wrap it up here at the Local House Bistro. Tom Mathis, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's great seeing everybody.
Keith Farrell.
Cheers, everybody. See you next week.
And this is where we remind you to like us, follow us, and all of the other things they say at the end of podcasts. Until next week, from the St. Louis Sportist, take care.
And that wraps another episode of the St. Louis Sportist Podcast. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. You can find these guys on all major podcast platforms. And thanks for listening.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.